Coming up on episode number 662, it's another All Request Night, and you know what that means. Covers of stuff like Blue Oyster Cult, Reckless Eric, U2, and a special tribute to a couple of singers who passed away on yesterday's date in various years, plus Tina and Trivia. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is, I almost said March, April 6th. 2010. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville, where you email in, you call in, you tweet, you Facebook, all that stuff. You tell me the songs that you want to hear, and I find them. I arrange them in a nice, pleasing order. It really works out well tonight. There's some good stuff that all seems to fit very well together. And let's start things off with a tribute to a couple of singers who passed away on April 5th in various years. I'm speaking of Layne Staley and Kurt Cobain. Now, Layne Staley died in 2002, April 5th, 2002, lead singer and member of Alice in Chains. And then Kurt Cobain passed away April 5th, 1994. So Jeff in California suggested, hey, you know, why don't you do a cover story on those two bands, put them all together in one show? And I decided, just because I've got such a limited set of Alice in Chains covers, that I thought what I'd do is just pick two really good covers of each band and put them together into the All Request Show form. So Jeff, this is for you. First up, we've got a fantastic cover of Lithium by Julian Coryell from a 2006 album called Undercovers. Here's Lithium.
Yeah. I like it all. my head. I'm so ugly, but that's okay, 'cause so are you. You broke all mirrors, and Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in a daze, 'cause I found God. Yeah! Oh,
Atlanta-based singer-songwriter, performer Angie Aparo with a cover of Alice in Chains' Man in the Box. This one comes from his 2003 release, The One with the Gun, which all but two of the songs on that album are covers, and there's some great ones on there. Covers of Imagine by John Lennon. What else was on there? Neil Young, Don't Let It Bring You Down. A lot of good stuff on there. That, of course, again, is The Man in the Box by Alice in Chains. Before that, Lithium by Julian Coryell from another old cover album. This one called Undercovers came out in 2006, a cover of Nirvana. Now, both of those songs are going out to Jeff in California, who requested an Alice in Chains / Nirvana cover story to commemorate the anniversary of the losses of Kurt Cobain and Layne Staley in 94 and 2002. You know, I may still break down and do that as two separate shows if I can get enough good material. He actually sent along a list of a pretty good set of Alice in Chains covers, and surprisingly, I don't think have I done a Nirvana cover story? I know I did a Smells Like Teen Spirit cover story. I think I did do a Nirvana cover story, and actually probably wouldn't have been too long ago now that I think about it, but rather than search for that right now, let's go ahead and tell you about the sponsor for Coverville tonight. It's Audio Engine USA. Audio Engine's innovative self-powered speakers and wireless products are designed to fit all of your music, whether you listen to it on little portable devices or whether you listen to it with a traditional stereo system, amplifier, CD player, DVD player, all that stuff. Check out their award-winning sound, high-quality materials, and truly useful features. Make sure you go to Audio Engine USA, and when you place any order at Audio Engine USA, use the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN, when you buy online, and you're going to get 10% off your order. Not just that, you're going to get free shipping, no tax, and all of the cables included, which is huge. You know, you get these, you buy, you go to the store, buy a speaker system over there at Best Buy or whatnot, and you take it home and realize, I don't have any speaker cables. Huh, fancy that. And really quickly, I'll tell you about the Audio Engine 5, the A5 premium-powered bookshelf speakers, which are the award-winning sound and perfect audio upgrade for your music. Real speakers and real sound, great sound, rich, deep bass, and very clear, clear high sound. Audio Engine 5 is wireless ready and works with all your music. Check all this stuff out at audioengineusa.com. All right, well, my friend Josh is getting married this summer in Colorado Springs, and he's asked me to DJ the wedding. He and his bride-to-be, Jen, have asked me to DJ their wedding. And seeing as it is going to be, by request, their request, they requested an all-cover reception, so all cover music. So it might turn into a show. I might record and actually use it as an episode of Coverville. Regardless, he did have a request. Besides that, boy, he's asking me for a lot of stuff, isn't he? He did have a request besides that, and this one you might recognize from some commercials from last year. I believe it was Lincoln had a couple of commercials in a campaign that featured the music of Shiny Toy Guns, and it was music that you could also download. And first, they did a cover of Major Tom Coming Home by Peter Schilling. The second one they released as part of this was called Burning for You, a cover of the Blue Oyster Cult song. Going out to Josh in Colorado Springs, here's Shiny Toy Guns with Burning for You. We'll be right back.
Well, is she lying on a tropical beach somewhere? I'm waiting.
Nous pourrions avoir des enfants. Nous pourrions avoir des enfants.
Man, that's got such a cool 80s vibe to it. Whole Wide World, originally by Reckless Eric, covered there by Laptop from their album The Old Me versus The New You. And that was a request by Bob in Connecticut. I've played another cover of that one by The Proclaimers that was very different from that as well. Very cool version there. Before that, Shiny Toy Guns with their cover of Blue Oyster Cult's Burning For You. All right, really quickly before we get to the last set of music, I want to send out some thank yous to the fine folks who've not only gone to iTunes and rated Coverville with 5 stars, they've also left some comments. And if you leave a comment, if you leave a review as well as a 5-star rating, then I give you a thank you, like I'm about to do for all these people. So let's go ahead and get thank you out to Cyclo Jeff, D.U. Quando, Skin Flicks, Soybean, The Tookster, Cheese Truck. These are great names. Sounds like I'm placing an order at around the corner or something. Adrian Oblivion, DBN Cape, Carabas, and Jeffrey Lesser. Thank you to all you fine folks for not just the 5 stars, but the kind words. I read each and every one of those reviews, and it really just brightens my day. It makes all this crazy stuff I do, makes it all worthwhile. All right, let's get to the last set of music here. Ian in New York requested a Wilco cover, requested this specific Wilco cover, which I believe just came out in the last couple weeks. Brand new single by J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound. It is the B-side to a single for Get It Together, and it is I Am Trying to Break Your Heart. Here's J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound.
I'm an American aquarium drinker, an eye assassin down the avenue. Been hiding out in the big city blinking. What was I thinking when I let go of you? So let's forget about the tongue-tied lightning, and let's undress just like cross-eyed strangers. This is not a joke, so please stop smiling. What was I thinking when I said it didn't hurt? Oh, I am trying to break your heart. I said that I am trying to break your heart. Still I'd be lying if I said it wasn't easy. I am trying to break your heart. Drinking. What was I thinking when we said goodnight? Oh, I wanna hold you in the Bible black Play-Doh, quite a quiet domino. Take off your family, cause I don't believe a touchdown. What was I thinking when we said hello? I think that I am trying to break your heart. I said that I am trying to break your heart. Still I'd be lying if I said it. Break your heart, oh Laura, I am
getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you? Now you've got someone to blame, you say. One love, one life. What's one need in the night? It's one love, we get to share it. It leaves you if you don't care for it. Did I disappoint you? Leave a bad taste in your mouth? You act like you never had love, and you want me to go without. Well, it's too late night to drag the past out into the light. We're one, but we're not the same. We get to carry each other, carry each other. Have you come here for forgiveness? Have you come to raise the dead? Have you come here to play Jesus to the lepers in your head? Did I ask too much? More than a lot. You gave me nothing. Now it's all I've got. We're one, but we're not the same. We hurt each other. Then we do it again, you say. Love is a temple, love the higher law. Love is a temple, love the higher law. You ask me to enter, but then you make me crawl. And I can't be holding on to what you got when all you've got is hurt.
Melissa Ferrick there with her cover of U2's One. This came from the South by Southwest 2010 Showcasing Artists, which was a torrent that you could download as part of South by Southwest. I don't know if it's still available. I know that if you do a search online, you can probably find some residual sharers who still have the torrent available. But since it was made available by South by Southwest, I don't know if it's still something that's okay to download. In any case, that is just a gorgeous cover of Melissa Ferrick, who actually I've seen live at E-Town here in Boulder. She puts on a fantastic performance, and I think you were there as well. I think
possibly.
You saw her. Yeah. That one is going out to Maria in Philadelphia. Before that, I Am Trying to Break Your Heart, going out to Ian in New York, a cover of the Wilco song by J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound from the brand new B-side to the single Get It Together, which you can get on Amazon and iTunes and all those places. Well, Tina is here. Tina's in the house.
I am.
You're always in the house.
A lot of times.
Yeah.
I'm not a shut-in or anything, but I'm in the house a lot.
Yes. I'm going to turn you up just a little bit there.
Okay.
She's here like she always is for a little bit of Musically Challenged.
True.
Anything you want to talk about before we get right into it?
Well, I would like to say good luck to our niece Jackie on a new job she just took on. It's like her dream job.
Yep, absolutely.
With Verizon. And she moved to Little Rock.
Yeah, Little Rock, Arkansas.
So, congratulations, Jackie. We're excited for you.
Cool. All right. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
Not that I can think of.
All right. All right, let's go ahead and get to Musically Challenged. This is another submission by the Christian Buddhist, another Zen music challenge, and we are slowly running out of these. So if you have wanted to produce a Musically Challenged segment in the past, then now is a good time. I think we've only got two or three more in the hopper, so there you go. Let's go ahead and get right now, though, to this one.
Good evening, Brian and Tina. This is Christian Buddhist from Apple Country, here with another Zen Music Challenge. What's the theme? Bizarre noises from the 70s and 80s. For some reason, post-punk female singers tended to make some weird noises. Maybe it was original Catwoman. Brian will recognize some of the yelps from his favorite groups, and hopefully Tina will catch a few too. These are short, so listen closely.
Short, oh, wow.
But
Those were short. So the first couple, I have no clue.
Well, hold on a sec, because I think, let's see if he gives us those individually, or else I'm going to have to go back and pause.
Sweet. Okay. You might want to rewind and hear them again.
Okay.
There
well, he's
go.
Not going to. So, all right, let's go back.
And hopefully Tina will catch a few, too. These are short, so listen closely.
All right. Oh. Okay, that one I absolutely recognize. That is The Art of Noise, another band I've seen live. Actually, one of my first concerts was The Art of Noise at the Rainbow Music Hall.
Really?
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, Art of Noise, Close to the Edit.
Okay.
All right. Oh.
No idea.
I want to say Lenya Lovitch. Is that from New Toy, maybe? I'm going to say that's Lenya Lovitch from New Toy. Okay. I'll let you.
No, it sounded like the Pretenders.
That's exactly who it is.
But I have no idea.
Which song? Oh, yeah. Middle of the Road. Chrissy Hynde would grunt like that in a bunch of different songs. I know she grunts a couple times in Middle of the Road. We'll see.
My friend Faye would totally get that.
Yeah, she would. Definitely.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I'll go back and get a little more of that one.
I couldn't tell what he was saying.
I don't think he's saying anything.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
That sounds like the B-52s to me.
Oh yeah, I think you're right.
So that'll be my guess. Okay. I couldn't even wager a guess at a song.
You know, it's
though.
Funny because the first round when it went by really really fast, I was thinking it was Ghostbusters, but it didn't sound like it the second time.
Okay.
Okay.
And then the last one. I didn't realize that was... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I don't know who it is, but...
Oh, really?
I know the song. I can't think of... I need more than that.
That's all you're
going to
get.
I know.
Yeah. That's One Way or Another by Blondie. And
yes.
I never realized that was actually Debbie Harry making that noise. I thought that was a twang of a guitar.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So maybe we'll hear more of it probably in his answers.
Short but sweet. You might want to rewind and hear them again. The first clip was one of the earliest songs made from samples. Close to the Edit by The Art of Noise. Hope that doesn't make you feel... Next was Lena Lovitch with Lucky Number.
All right, right singer, wrong song.
Yeah.
Next is Chrissy Hynde of The Pretenders with Wait, which doesn't seem to appear anywhere in the song. What is she saying here?
Oh, yeah.
That's Scream, courtesy of the B-52s, Under the Strobe Light. And lastly, straight from the Rugrats. Thank you for playing along today, and also to WBCN for the inspiration. This is Christian Buddhist with the Zen Trivia Challenge, closing out with a quote from Nina Hagen, my favorite German punk opera star, probably because she's the only one.
I did it my way.
Cool. You know, Nina Hagen's friends with Andy Dick.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. Heard that on the interview that he did with Adam Carolla.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I need to listen to that.
That's a really good interview. If you haven't listened to the Andy Dick interview with Adam Carolla, it's really, really good. It's definitely worth checking out.
Especially after reading Kathy Griffin's book. I think it would be a very interesting
I think you're right. Yeah, interview. Definitely. Well, cool. Well, so 5 for 5 as far as artists. I didn't get all the song titles, but I'll take it. I'll say that's a... I'll call that an X in the win column.
Yes.
Well, that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you to Tina for joining me for Musically Challenged.
You're welcome.
Whatever or this
any
thing is
other,
called.
Yeah, show you have me
exactly.
On.
Exactly. And thank you to you, the listener, both for your requests and for your support and your listenership. Couldn't do it without you. If you want to email me, coverville@gmail.com is the email address. You can also call the request line, the request recording line, 206-222-COVER. Leave a message on there, and I will play that when I play your request. I promise you. I promise you that. Or you can go to coverville.com and leave a message in the comments section of the show notes for this or any other episode. Facebook.com/Coverville is now available, thanks to the fantastic work of Nicole Spag, who got in there and just gave it a beautiful overhaul. And made it quite the place for Coverville information. So a big thank you going out to Nicole, and go check it out, facebook.com/Coverville. Become a fan. Click the Become a Fan button, of course. And you can also follow me on twitter.com/Coverville. That's going to do it for this edition of Coverville. We'll be back on Thursday with a cover story edition. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.